Good morning. You must be... Oh. Ah, yes. My apologies. I didn't get time to look at your resume fully yet. And I know that's bad practice, but my secretary typically handles interviews since I'm usually too busy, but today is a big day. Well, the department is currently understaffed, and as the head of the department, I will be meeting a lot of people, and between you and me, I'm just horrible at keeping track of names. Oh, speaking of names, I completely forgot to introduce myself. I'm Illusions. I will be conducting your interview today, so pleased to meet you. Let's get right into it, shall we? Why don't we start by you telling me a little bit about yourself? Okay. Oh, that sounds interesting. Okay, well, that gives me a pretty good idea about what kind of person you are. And what would you say is your biggest strength? Yes, I could sense that about you. You do look like someone who gives 100%. And what about weaknesses? It's okay to not find one immediately. How about we come back to that one later? Next, why do you believe you're a good fit for this company? Okay, hey, can you stop for just a moment? Thank you. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you here. I can see that you're nervous, fidgeting in your seat, unsure what to do with your hands. You seem very anxious, and it is completely normal to be stressed out while answering these questions in an interview, but right now, it's not leaving the best impression. No, don't apologize. I didn't mean to put it that way. I would like to help you relax. You seem like a great person, and I would like you to have the best chance of passing this, so will you indulge me for a bit? Would that be all right? Okay, good, thank you. Now, I would like you to square up your shoulders like this. Yes. Now, place your palms face down on your lap. Like that. Good. Now, try to keep eye contact with me without holding it for too long. Come on, don't be shy. There we go. That's good. Now, why don't you tell me a little bit about what is making you feel nervous? Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Interviews can be really difficult. And I bet you've practiced a lot, right? Still, it really can be a challenge to anticipate what the person will ask you. So many generic and broad questions that every time you practice, it feels like you're reading a script when in fact, you shouldn't. Answers should come freely and openly, yet it is true that people in interviews look for patterns. It's weird, right? Yes. So, hey, between you and me, I think you're doing a fantastic job at holding up. It's not easy to walk in here into this situation with your chin held high. Interviews can really mess with your head, but look at you. You pushed forward and here you are today. I'm proud of you. Oh, why are you blushing? Is it the compliment? It is? Well, I think you deserve to be complimented. I can sense that you're not complimented often, and maybe you're not that comfortable accepting it. Okay, you know what? Listen, why don't we just skip all of these questions for now and make our own. No, we can't really do that, but this interview now is between you and me, and I'd like to try something different. And these questions, they're just so generic. I want to get to know you as a person and not a potential worker. So why don't we start off easy? Tell me, what do you like to do in your free time? Oh, Audio recordings? Huh. That's a new one. Why don't you use that in an interview? Well, it helps show your strengths. Don't outright say you record audios for hours, but instead say you have great interpretation skills. It's all in how you word things. Interviews are like, well, they're a lot like doing an audio interpretation. They're all about saying something the right way. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. For example, do you remember when you couldn't name a weakness? Yes, it's true that not giving an answer to that question is not the best answer. And it's totally fine to skip it and come back to it, but generally, you'll want to be ready for these questions. You always need to tell the person interviewing you something. In this case, I'd say that you're a shy person, but you're working on building your confidence. That lets the person interviewing you know that you are willing to make changes to better fit your work environment. Do you see? I'm so glad you understand. Interviews can be so stressful, but you can do it, okay? Just be yourself. Don't think about the person on the other side of the table as your potential boss. Think of them as a coworker or a friend. Keep it professional, but also stay relaxed. I know, easier said than done, right? It can help if you take some deep breaths. Would you like to try that? Okay. Take a deep breath with me. In and out. Good. In and out. You can close your eyes if you'd like, if that helps, or not. Whatever makes you feel most comfortable. And now, on the exhale, try to extend your breath out as far as you can without, you know, don't make yourself lightheaded. Okay, again, in and out. In. And out. Would you like to do a couple more? In. And out. And in. And out. How does that feel? You look more relaxed. Okay, good. I'm glad. Don't worry, or try not to. I know that what I'm saying won't change things overnight for you. And it is okay to work on it a bit at a time. It is a lot to take in, but I believe in you. How about this? We're going to call this interview a practice run. And you can come in again when you feel more comfortable, all right? Sure, you will. You will become more comfortable. I will help you prepare. Say, next week? Are you free then? Great. So I'll let my secretary know to book you for next week, and then you can come in, and all we're going to do is practice, okay? Just you and me, no one else. How does that sound? Oh, I'm glad. Now, since this is the end of our fake interview, I think it's best to show you how to end this sort of interaction. You will stand up when I stand up. Good. And I'll extend my hand out, which you'll shake. It's fine if your palms are a little sweaty. Just put a bit more firmness into it. Yes, and there we go. We thank each other and say goodbye. That's it. That's all there is to it. Wait, hold up. I know I should be professional, but I would like to give you a hug, if that's all right with you. Thank you. Still tense. Try not to be nervous around me, okay? We're gonna make this work, and speaking of work, as far as I'm concerned, you have a great shot at getting this position. You're right. We didn't do a regular interview, and if this was a formal one, well, no, you wouldn't have been called back, but I can sense that you're a good person, and I like that. It's exactly what I'm looking for. Anyone working in management knows that, I mean, you can teach work ethics much easier than life ethics, and I feel you've got a great compass in your heart. Happy that you agree. And hey, I needed this too, you know. My days can get so stressful, and this laid-back talk, being heart-to-heart with someone, I don't get that often. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to paint this company as a dark overlord or something. It's just that work can be just that, work. And so it was nice. Thank you. So, okay, just head on out that door right there and talk to my secretary. I'll let him know right away to book you for next week. And thank you for letting me do this, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again. It's been fun. I hope you have a great day. I'll see you next week.